Ah, geez, it hasn't exactly been a quiet week in AFL. How are you, Josh?
G'day, guys. Going all right. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And I guess your reaction will be interested in to these, well, off-the-books drug testing and lies that have apparently been told about players being injured when they potentially tested positive to an illicit substance. I mean, what have you made of it all, Josh, and the AFL's response to it?
It has been a big week, that's for sure. You sort of just throw your hands up in the air because, and I saw Simon Goodwin, he sort of said that he had no knowledge of it and all that sort of thing, and I completely believe him on that. The problem with the whole thing is that, you know, most of the people within the club, leadership groups, coaches, CEOs are in the dark with a lot of this stuff. It's quite frustrating when it's so almost secretive this process. But yet, you know, I know in my time you sort of every year you have to sit through an education program that you're getting told that, you know, they're cracking down harder on this thing and da 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 da. But at the end of the day, they're just trying to protect the players. I think the frustration and just being in the dark is the hardest part.
Josh, how often is it possible for a player to be ruled out of a game and your leaders, not certainly your coach, not know why they've been pulled out? Like, does a team doctor in AFL just say, your Buddy Franklin's being ruled out today? Like, and not say, well, because he's got a torn hamstring? Like, does the doctor not have to communicate, or does the coach not expect to know why his player's out of the game?
Oh, absolutely. You would expect to know why the player's out of the game. But as I said, you just wouldn't know if it was for any reason. They're saying they've faked injuries, so maybe it could be for any reason that they're pulled out of the game and you just move on. But, as far as what Simon Goodwin said and having any knowledge of this sort of undercurrent of drug testing pre-game and if positive ruling out with another injury, I completely believe him that he'd have absolutely no idea about that.
Mm. What about the other big story coming out of round two was the suspension for 2 metre Peter. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it hasn't divided many. Yeah. It's a tough one, isn't it? It's such a fast game and a split second decision. I heard sort of Paddy Cripps talking about it during the week. You know, if you just continue to make an effort to mark the ball or spoil the ball, rather than cut yourself in and it almost ended up in a bump, then I think it's a different story. I think you got to either follow through with trying to mark it and you do your best and it becomes a 50-50 contest. But if you're there a split second late, then there's got to be a duty of care.
But isn't that a natural reaction, though, Josh? Sorry, mate. Isn't that a natural reaction, though, when you're going up and then all of a sudden you know you can't get there?
Yeah, the
just
last minute.
Last minute you just turn, don't you? I would have thought.
Yeah. I agree. It's so hard to put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
The players are making split second decisions all the time, all the time. And this is not as if it's not a common. You know, this hasn't happened too often. So I think there is a possibility that you can make that decision in real time, but it is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. And I don't think there was any sort of real malice in Peter's intention in the end. But
yeah. Can I ask you, mate, what would you do in that situation now, knowing that, you know, you're going to get 4 weeks if that happens? And there's that natural reaction. It's hard just to go flat out when you know you could injure yourself too. But are you then sort of thinking, I'll pull out here and be a little bit soft at the ball?
Well, if I think I'm a genuine chance of getting there, then I'll go with everything that I've got. So I mean, and Peter probably did, but then you've got to follow through with the attempt of marking or spoiling.
Right.
That's what I'd say. Now, that's a lot easier said than done. I mean, I was on the end of it in my last game a couple of years ago. And not intending to cause any injury, but I think if you think you can get there, you got to go, and you got to go and finish it off trying to mark it or spoil it. But if you realise you're a second late, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
What do you make of the Pies' start to the season, buddy? And how important is this game against the Lions?
Oh, for both teams, incredibly important. Gee, they've just been a bit off, haven't they, the Pies? You can tell they were trying hard last week, trying different things and trying to get this sort of attacking game through the corridor going, their run and carry. You just feel that the pressure's starting to build now. It's almost, it almost becomes a bit of a monkey on the back. I'm not sure they can beat Brisbane up there. I think Brisbane having the week off, a chance to sort of reassess, reset, and go again. I think that'll help, and I reckon they'll probably win, and Collingwood go 0-4 to start the year, which is just crazy to think.
Swans are flying, mate. They take on Richmond at the G. They just win, don't they?
They should just win. Yeah. They keep playing the way that they're playing. They're an exciting brand of footy, great to watch. And everyone's in great form. So I think they get the job done there. But Richmond were pretty impressive last week as well, despite not getting over the line.
Josh, we talk about the Swans and building depth, and they're going great. So if they continue to win and all of a sudden, those three midfielders are all declared fit, what are you doing with them? Do they all come back through reserve grade, or you picking a few of them in the squad?
It's a great question. A good problem to have, and a problem that I'm glad I'm not having to make the call.
But
it depends how much longer they're out for. If it's the longer it goes, the more likely you probably see them just having a run in the twos, as provided the team's playing still as well as they are.
Yeah.
But for all three of them, they've got runs on the board, and come the pointy end of the season, what you're going to get from them. So you'd want to be trying to get them back in the team as quick as possible.
Have a great Easter, Josh.
Thanks, guys. You too. One outsider for this week will be, who did I think? If Lever and May, either of those guys get up this week, I think they beat Port Adelaide.
Okay.
Over in Adelaide.
Playing at 270. Yep.
265 at tab currently. Melbourne to beat Port in Adelaide. Okay, we'll take that one. Love it, Josh. Enjoy.
Need one of those two key defenders to get up for the game, though. I know they're both under an injury cloud.
All right, we'll keep an eye on those team lists late there. That game is 7:30 Saturday night. Thanks, mate.
Good on you guys.